From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Gretna boys basketball team improved to 2-0 on the season as they powered past Tunstall last night 64-49. The Hawks have now won both games this season by at least 15 points. Tunstall drops to 1-3 following the loss. The Westover Christian boys basketball team blasted Faith Christian last night 59-16. With the win, Westover improves to 7-3 on the season. In college basketball last night, number 4 Duke overcame a slow start to blow out Incarnate Word 72-46. Kamon Malawach led the way for Duke with 17 points and 7 rebounds in the win, while Isaiah Evans added 14 points on 4 of 6 shooting from 3-point range. Duke improves to 8-2 with the win. Also in the ACC, NC State struggled but got the win over Coppin State 66-56. Marcus Hill led the way for the Wolfpack with 16 points, while Dontrell Styles added 15 points and 7 rebounds. NC State is now 7-3 on the season following the win. Miami fell to number 1 Tennessee 75-62 in the Jimmy V Classic. Virginia Tech transfer Lynn Kidd had a big night for Miami with 14 points and 12 rebounds, while Igor Milicic Jr. led the way for Tennessee with 16 points and 9 rebounds. The loss drops Miami to just 3-7 on the season, while Tennessee is now 9-0. Quarterfinals of the NBA Cup last night, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Orlando Magic 114-109. The Bucks will play the winner of tonight's game between the Hawks and the Knicks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. And in MLB free agency news, former Atlanta Braves pitcher Max Fried has signed an 8-year, $218 million contract with the New York Yankees. It's the largest guaranteed contract for a left-handed pitcher in MLB history. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.